Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter number 33, as we continue our study on a personal revival. First of all, we look from Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, and there we saw where the psalmist David prayed, "Search me, O God." And I pointed out to you that there is a picture of a diseased man going to a doctor and saying there's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but I want you to check me. And we saw where David asked the Lord to examine his heart, examine his thoughts, examine his ways, and then lead him in the way everlasting. And then on yesterday, we looked in the book of Matthew, chapter number 14, and we looked at Simon Peter. And there we saw him as a drowning man. And he cries out, "Lord, save me." The sea of life sometimes can be filled with many storms. And I don't want to go down in any storm. Simon Peter was walking on the water. Then all of a sudden, he's no longer on top. He's going down. There are many people, no doubt, that listen to my voice even right now. You look back at your own life, there was a time when you was on top with God. But you're no longer on top. You're sinking down in the waves and the wind. And I said to you that Simon Peter was wise enough to realize that he was beginning to sink. And I want to say to you today, don't wait till you've gone under to cry out for help. Three things I mentioned about Simon Peter. Number one, he realized help was needed. Number two, he recognized help was near. And then number three, he requested help now. Not sometime out in the future, but right now at the present time. So David said, "Search me, O God." And then Simon Peter said, "Save me, O God." But on the broadcast today, we're coming to look at the man by the name of Moses. And we're going to look at Moses' prayer, where he says, "Show me, O God." And see the need of God showing us some things in personal revival. Now, you know the story of the scriptures. God sent Moses down to Egypt to lead Israel out of the land of bondage. And what could have been a brief journey become one that lasted many years. And the people of Israel were a stubborn and rebellious people. And God and Moses has quite a battle with them. 40 years they wander in the wilderness before crossing Jordan. But now then, in chapter number 32 of Exodus, Israel has committed the great and horrible sin of the worship of the golden calf. And Moses is brought down from the mountain to stand before God. And Moses stands before God, and it's like God told Moses, "I'm not going on with you. This is your people. You brought them out of Egypt. Now you take them on into the land of Canaan, and I'll send my angel with thee." But then it's like Moses said back to God, "This is not my people, it's your people. What are your enemies going to say? If you're not going to go with us, we're just going to stay put right here and die in the wilderness. But in verse number 13 of Exodus 33, Moses said, "Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, and that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." Verse 14, "And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not hence. Let us stay right here." But notice back in verse number 13, he said, "Show me now thy ways." A personal revival is not only a time for God to search me, and a time for God to save me from drowning in the storms, but it is a time for God to show me thy ways. May I say, in our own personal revival, we ought to pray that, "God, show me thy ways. God, show me thy will. And God, show me thy wonder in those things." You see, a glimpse of God's grace, a glimpse of God's goodness, a glimpse of God's working will do great wonders in the work of revival. Moses comes on down in verse number 18, and he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." So in verse number 13, he said, "Show me thy way." And in verse number 18, he said, "Show me thy glory." Dear friend, listen to me today. A revival meeting that does not show you some things about the Lord is not really a revival. It's a series of meetings. Show me thy way. I could add a lot of statements to the end of that phrase, like, show me where you want me to go, what you want me to do, what's wrong in my life. Show me your will, that I may know and do the will of God. Show me thy ways. Oh, I wonder today, do you have a hunger to know anything about God and God's ways? If you do, friend, you can be shown them by the Lord. He will manifest them to you if you will long after them. Show me thy ways. And then he said in verse number 18, "Show me thy glory." Friend, I want to say to you that one glimpse of his glory will do more to change us and revive us than a month of programming will ever do. And I'm not against programming as long as it does not leave the Lord out. But he said, "Show me thy glory." I believe Moses could say to the Lord, "I saw your greatness in the miracles in Egypt. I saw your grace in the murmuring in the wilderness. But now, Lord, there's something I need that's beyond just the greatness and your grace. I need a glimpse of your glory. Show me thy glory." Notice in verse number 19, here is the Lord's response. And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy upon whom I will show mercy." If I understand the Lord's answer, he's saying to Moses, when you see my goodness, you see my glory. When you see my graciousness, you see my glory. And when you see my mercy, then you see my glory. But Moses wants to go a step further. Notice in verse number 20, the Bible said the conversation continues from God to Moses. And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." But he doesn't stop there. Notice verse 21. The Bible said, and the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass that while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face thou shalt not see. Now remember, Moses is wanting to see the glory of the Lord. And God said to Moses, you cannot see me and live. But I tell you what, there is a place. That place is by me. That place is upon a rock. There is a cleft in that rock. And he said, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hands while I pass by. Then he said, after I pass by, I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my hinder parts, but my face shall not be seen. Now, at first some might say, well, preacher, what a tragedy. Moses got to see the hinder part of God, but not his face. But I think a little thinking will help us in that area. You see, friend, when you are looking someone face to face, you're facing in opposite directions. If I am walking down the road and I meet you face to face, that means you're going one direction and I'm going in the other. But if you and I were walking down the road or down the street and I'm seeing your hinder part, then that means we're going in the same direction. What God is saying to Moses is, if you want to see my glory, get behind me and follow me. And you keep your eyes upon me as I walk before you. You will only see my hinder part. But that means wherever I go, you'll go. And whatever I do, you'll be involved in. And dear friend, let me ask you the question today. Are you going in the same direction of God? Are you walking behind him, seeing his hinder part? Are you doing as a songwriter said, where he leads me, I will follow? Or are you trying to see him face to face? I remind you, if you meet him face to face, you're going the wrong direction. And God said, you would not live. So Moses cries out, show me thy ways and show me thy glory. Let me ask you the question today. What do you need from God? He's in the reviving business. And if you'll call unto him, he will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Oh, may God grant us the grace today to recognize help is needed, realize that help is near, and request that help now before it's eternally too late. Father, honor your word, help your people. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.